Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. As always, there will be a theme for the episode, and the theme for this episode I've chosen is perhaps a little of an unusual one. The theme for this is blasé. That's the word I'm using to sum it up. Being blasé and how you became blasé, especially about the more negative aspects of a job. So to set the scene, let's look at what the word itself means. What does it mean to you if I talk about someone who is blasé in the office? Maybe you think about someone that you know in the past. Maybe this is a person who could be described as unfazed at anything, unshockable. Maybe they just take things in stride that would throw other people, especially the hard things, like if you're a manager, disciplinaries or dismissals. Maybe think back to when you started your own job or even started your career. Are there things that you saw at the start of your career or the start of the job you're in that impressed you? Things that you saw people do that looked or sounded difficult or scary that now you wouldn't even bat an eyelid at. That might make you blasé about certain aspects of the job, which might not be a bad thing. As a trainer, I really take speaking in public for granted. That's my job. I don't think about it. If I'm delivering a course of any kind, I go to the room or I log on and I deliver. I'm very aware that for other people, speaking to a group of any kind can be very, very challenging. If you are one of those people, just as a side note, these skills can be learned. You can always develop them. Another example I had, maybe a little bit more negatively, was from a friend of mine who described people, the way they talked to one another when she joined, I think it was an insurance company, and they were talking about things because they were describing the claims for accidents. They were just two colleagues exchanging comments and talking things over, but they were very, very casual when describing genuine human disaster or suffering. And that at first threw my friend completely. But she realized that it just was part of life in that organization. It wasn't disrespectful. It was just two people being very professional, and they knew they could talk about these things to one another and get each other's views on the different cases to compare notes. What kind of things do you take for granted that you can do now that once upon a time you couldn't do? Are you blasé about these things? Would a younger, less experienced version of you be surprised, maybe even shocked, pleasantly, at the things that you now take it for granted that you can do? The word blasé itself, I mean, is it a neutral word to you? I mean, there can be negative connotations to the word. It doesn't just mean confident. It means you take things for granted. What kind of issues could there be if you took certain tasks in your job for granted? If you assume success, for example, would you still spend all the time preparing properly? Another element to think about with this word is, can you be blasé around people? If you were, is there a chance that you could underestimate those people? What kind of impacts could that produce? If you had a manager who was blasé about how they managed you, how do you think that would leave you feeling? The poem for this episode looks at a manager or maybe a business owner. This is someone who is blasé about handling some of the most challenging, some people might say devastating, conversations that you can have in business. This is called Can Sting Over and Over. Just another chore. Just another drone to push out of the hive. Probably shouldn't think of it that way. Probably shouldn't compare the people in his company to worker bees. No doubt some morally righteous do-gooder would take him to task for that, but really, that's all this one who is approaching is. just a drone, a worker that he needs to cut. Sure, there's a chance it'll sting, maybe say something harsh, maybe accuse him of being a piss-poor manager. But really, it's just a drone. It can only sting once. Just one accusation is usually all they can muster. Just one moment of outrage. After that, well, nothing. As drones aren't skilled. They're easy to handle, especially when they don't realise what's coming. So he's ready as they sit down, has all his paperwork at hand. He even makes an effort to stifle the yawn that threatens to make the conversation just that little bit less than professional. He's ready for the one sting, the one accusation, the one moment of outrage, and he gets it. And as he tries to move past it, he finds he can't, because he's misjudged. This one is no drone. This one can sting over and over, reacting faster than he'd expected, taking in the situation at once and counterattacking, calling him out, accusing him, threatening him, stinging over and over. No drone, this one. Queen bee. He's unprepared for this. Tries to find his balance, but this is a conversation he's already lost control of. He tries desperately to swat her away, but this one won't allow that to happen. No drone, this one. Queen bee stings him over and over again before it ends. And even when it's ended, he knows it isn't really finished. The other drones always come when the queen is threatened. And as she storms away, you can hear the hum of the other drones beginning to rise. Okay, a few comments to follow up on that poem with. First of all, the things you're blasé about could say a lot about you. If you're blasé about dismissing people, what does that say about you as a human being? If you do any task, no matter how challenging or unpleasant, then over time, you do become experienced at it, and ultimately, yes, possibly blasé at it. Being practiced and prepared for how you'll feel is going to be advantageous, but going beyond that, being blasé could lead to you being surprised, taken off guard. Being blasé, for me, feels like a trap. It's a trap that any skillful person could potentially fall into. Being confident is great. Being experienced is great. Being blasé, maybe not so much. So if you gain the experience and the confidence, would you recognise it if and when you start to drift into becoming blasé about the things that you have to do? How often do you think about your skills? Consider them, assess them, check that you haven't drifted into being blasé. If you approach the really challenging conversations in business, disciplining someone, dismissing someone, if you approach those in a blasé fashion, are you capable when you're being blasé of still treating somebody with dignity and respect? Particularly with dismissal. I remember one manager years ago talking about the get rid conversation when it came to dismissing someone. When you take things like that and describe them in that kind of offhand manner, the language starts to show your attitude towards them. People recognize that when you're taking something, such a fundamental, horrible conversation, and treating it like it's nothing, they can see when you're being blasé, and they'll remember. These people could have networks, they'll certainly have social media, they might be members of professional bodies. The word will spread about how you treated them. And who knows, one day the person you dismiss in a blasé fashion could end up being a person who is senior to you and who you end up being interviewed for a future job. Just a thought. Hope you've enjoyed this episode and the poem in it, and hope you join me again in a future episode. Until then, take care. you can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Work Words, is now available to purchase on Amazon.